Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the all-timer show. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Well, it happened over the weekend. 4 Walmart stores in the Chicago and Chicagoland area has closed down. The 4 locations were 47th and Cottage Grove, on Broadway and Lakeview, Cermak and Little Village. And then there was one in Chatham on 83rd and Stewart. And one of the things that happened over the weekend, My Block, My Hood, My City, community-based organization, they were at the 83rd and Stewart location, and they were giving out care packages to people that may be in need at that particular location. And on the phone with me is the CEO and founder of My Block, My Hood, My City, Jamal Cole. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing better than some, worse than others, man. How you doing tonight, Brian?
I'm doing okay. So first of all, tell me a little bit about My Block, My Hood, My City for those who may be listening for the first time and may not know about your organization.
Yeah, man. So, I grew up, in homeless shelters. And, my father, gave me a Muslim name. And I listened to Malcolm X so much that I wanted to be like him growing up. And I thought it was all about giving speeches. So, when I graduated from college, I started giving speeches at Cook County Jail. And I realized nobody wanted to hear me speak. And I started listening more. And, a lot of teenagers I met had never been downtown, never waited for a taxi, never been in an elevator. All they talked about was their block and their hood. And I wanted to take them on field trips around the city to expand their worldview. I did that. I love exploring. So I started going to more communities in Chicago and talking to neighbors and block clubs about what they needed. And we started doing senior shoveling. We started putting holiday lights on King Drive. Like, our mission is to take care of people no matter what. So, if it's a snowstorm, we're going to shovel snow for seniors. A heat wave, we'll deliver water and fans. Nobody knew Walmart was closing down this year. Right when it closed down, we deliver food. So, we love the fact that we can be nimble and pivot and to help. We're not the Red Cross of the hood, man. That's who we are. So.
Yeah, and that's what I was just getting ready to say, too. You guys help out where it seems that other people don't want to help. And one of the things that got my attention to even speak to you in the first place was that you actually, at least the Walmart that's now gone on 83rd and Stewart, you have an interest in taking that location and making it kind of like a base for My Block, My Hood, My City. Is that true?
For sure. I think there's doing small things is a mature way to look about service. And if I can build a basketball court in the community with a logo, and then we can build a space for youth and a place where youth can play video games and like have a safe space to talk and a place for block clubs to use as a quasi library. Of course I want to do it, man. I feel like it's not really about it's going to evolve and that's how we use the space, but we want to, how Walmart, they check your receipts when you leave in a store, two people, right? We want to check their receipts when they leave in a community and make sure that we can verify that they did what they said they were going to do. So, yeah, man, we want that space, man. We want that space.
Yeah, when Walmart closed it, was there an outpouring to your organization as far as like, hey, what can you guys do to stop this from happening? Or was it pretty much, when people found out about it, it was like, okay, it's going. Let's try to do something else with this building. Because I feel, the way Walmart treated at least the hood, they weren't good neighbors, and I think it was a slap in the face when they actually left Chicago the way that they did. So what was your overall, view of that?
Yes. Yeah, man, it's hard to hear about another big business that's pulling out of Chicago, especially one that's providing groceries. I feel like there's a trend we see with Walmart and Whole Foods. Everybody's so excited when they come in because they got, fresh foods, fresh veggies. They got, music night on Thursdays and Fridays, art night, we're so excited. But then after a few years, the corporation feels like the bottom line is more important than the community's health. And I think that, people feel abandoned now. They feel discarded, neglected. We're already struggling, man. It's already 15 currency exchanges and no banks. If you ask a kid what's a job at a bank, they don't know. Well, I don't know. I've never been to one. There's all these dialysis clinics and no healthcare clinics or centers. There's liquor stores in every other corner. There's no juicing options or, you know, fresh juice or smoothies. So yeah, man, that don't feel well with us. And so, you know, we actually already have a senior services program where we deliver groceries. Now we've just expanded on that program right now. So
we're talking with Jamal Cole. He's the CEO and founder of My Block, My Hood, My City. If you want to check him out, it's formyblock.org if you want to check them out. Have you been in talks with any of the aldermen as to acquiring that location? You think that may be a real possibility for your organization?
I think it's a possibility. I mean, we've talked to, you know, former Alderman Roderick Sore and a couple of the sooner aldermen that will be announced next month, and we've talked to them. But we've also talked to Walmart. And so, yeah, it's just they say they want to give it away. We don't want to see it become another abandoned building. You know what I mean?
Because one of the things I noticed, too, because I live in that particular area, and one of the things I noticed was there was a McDonald's on 95th and right off the Dan Ryan that shut down out of nowhere. And so now that building is now vacant, and I'm wondering what they're going to do with that building. You know, so that, you know, it's just business after business, you know, just leaving the hood. And I know Walmart gave their reasoning of why they left, which is, you know, low profits. You know, some people blamed it on the crime. There was really no concrete reason of why they left. It just seems like there's this mass exodus of businesses in the city. And I kind of want to switch gears just a tad, because I'm quite sure you've seen the videos of everything that happened over the weekend on 31st Street at the beach and then downtown with, you know, the youth and everything. And you know, your organization reaches out to young people. You know, kind of steer them away from the wrong path. And thank you for that. What do you say to kids that seem to be on that wrong route? Like, how do you get their attention? Because it seems like you're the person, you're that voice of reason, right? When you see these kids, you know, what do you say to them to steer them on the right path?
Yeah, man, I think that's a good question. I think Chicago, we just love to blame youth. When things go wrong in the community, especially when they act out, they're terrorizing the neighborhood, or what's wrong with these teenagers? Like, we villainize them. We demonize young people and make them the scapegoats for the wrong doings that we're doing in the community. The same community that we've divested in for decades. So there's no job opportunities. There's no youth programs or limited ones. There's a lack of mental health support. And we wonder why people are acting out to get attention. Like, there's violence, drug use, damaging property. It's a lot harder to look inward and say, what's wrong with us? Like, how could we leave these neighborhoods in such a state that young people go to these lengths of violence so we can see them? Like, you know, we want to answer people with jail time and security and curfews and all, keeping them out. I think we push them further from places that, you know, spaces we want to protect. And so, you know, all these news coverages of youth, all this chaos downtown, we have something called the Downtown Day Initiative that's coming up in the summer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we want to invest in youth going downtown. So we're inviting 1,000 youth to come downtown, and we're going to give them $50 Visa cards to go to places like the Field Museum, the Art Institute, the Hancock Building, the Sears Tower. Like, we want them to go to restaurants, museums, and experience things they've never seen before. That's July 8th. And so you can sign up on our website, formyblock.org, to volunteer or donate to that so youth can explore, experience, and evolve with us on July 8th.
And that's just one of the events that you have. You got something coming up this weekend, I think, too, for Earth Day, right? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we're Earth Day on 84th and King Drive. Come through. We're doing bucket gardens for seniors. So, you know, we're going to come through and put some mulch and put some soil in a bucket, some herbs, some flowers, some vegetables in these bucket gardens. And we're going to build them for seniors, citizens, or our elders, and deliver them on Saturday. So come through 10 a.m. at Cole Park, 84th and King Drive, and help us. We need help building bucket gardens or making bucket gardens. We have a huge pound of soil, a huge pound of mulch, and everything you need to make actual gardens for seniors. And we're going to deliver those throughout to senior homes throughout the facility, so, or throughout the city. So come through and help us at 10 a.m., 84th and King Drive.
And one last question before I let you go. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson is going to take office pretty soon. Have you met with him, and do you have any? Do you have confidence that he'll do a good job?
Beautiful family, beautiful person. Yeah, man, of course. You know, I've known three mayors now, and I feel like democracy starts from the block level. And so I think Brandon understands that, and we're looking forward to working with him. And wow, man, congratulations to him. And we need partners in federal government and city government and state government to work with nonprofits, because right now we got people putting internet cafes in their kitchens in Roseland. We have people putting up their own money to start after-school programs. We need, you know, Mayor Johnson, and we need, you know, Governor Pritzker, and we need all the, you know, the congressmen to help us out, man. We just do. So.
Jamal Cole, CEO and founder of My Block, My Hood, My City. That's formmyblock.org. You want to check out the website. If you want to check them out on Twitter, it's at MBMHMC. On Instagram, you can check them out at My Block, My Hood, My City. Jamal, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having us. I appreciate you, man. You be safe, bro.